From Michigan Radio, this is Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. To successfully emerge from bankruptcy, Detroit first has to find ways to cut spending and increase revenue. But that's not going to be too easy when so many Detroit residents are struggling just to get by. So, no matter how well the bankruptcy goes for Detroit, the city is going nowhere if most of its residents are broke and without jobs. No jobs mean no income taxes for the city. Income taxes amount to the largest category of taxes collected, nearly $4 out of $10 collected. And Detroit needs those municipal income tax revenues to keep the streetlights on and the trash picked up. That's why companies coming to Detroit and hiring residents of Detroit is an exciting trend for Detroit boosters. With a stylish hairnet on my head, a lab coat, and little blue booties on my feet, I've been allowed on the assembly floor of a Detroit company called Shinola. It makes, among other things, watches. You don't want any contaminants, like hair from my head, messing up the fine timekeeping mechanisms that are being put together by about 225 technicians who work here. Now, Shinola is making its watches in Detroit as part of a statement. Watches from the gritty, urban underdog sell pretty well in upscale New York stores catering to hipsters or wannabe hipsters. Jacques Panisse is Shinola's president. He says there's another reason to build watches in Detroit.
Manufacturing is in the DNA of the people in this city, and we're manufacturing watches here, much like cars and car engines. You know, we have an assembly facility right here in Midtown Detroit.
And Panisse says if you like the city, if you want the city to succeed, you've got to make sure the people succeed.
You know, it's all from people right here in the city who are living here in the city, who are part of this inner city community, who are renting homes, buying homes.
3 out of 4 people who work at Shinola live in Detroit. They'll buy those houses and pay those property taxes. They'll pay the city's income tax. They'll contribute. But Detroit's going to need a whole lot more resident taxpayers.
My apprehension would be that after bankruptcy, there still is too small a tax base to support the basic services that the city will need.
That's Reynolds Farley. He's a professor at the University of Michigan. He says besides a lot of people abandoning Detroit in the last few decades, those who are left don't have the kind of jobs they used to have, if they have a job at all.
One of the more discouraging things with regard to the black population is in 1970, the typical job was in vehicle manufacturing. Now, the largest employers of African Americans in the state of Michigan are the quick food restaurants.
That's left those residents still living in Detroit with very little.
And so the income of black families is down. The wages of black men are about half in real terms now what they were in 1970, and the poverty rate has gone up.
There's been a lot of news coverage of suburban corporate headquarters and thousands of jobs moving into Detroit. And it's true, those corporate offices and jobs will help Detroit. Corporate income taxes help, and those people who live in the suburbs but work in the city will pay city income taxes. But out-of-city workers pay half the income tax rate that residents do. According to a 2009 analysis, Detroit didn't collect tens of millions of dollars that it was due from commuters and corporations. The McKinsey report also found Detroit loses out on some income tax revenues from Detroit residents who work outside the city. Employers outside of Detroit are not required to withhold city taxes. It'll take a new state law to fix that. That's why putting Detroit residents to work in Detroit is so important.
It's critical that we include everyone in these opportunities that are coming.
Pamela Moore heads up the nonprofit Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation. It used to be the City of Detroit's employment agency, but because of the city's financial struggles, it went off on its own in 2012. She says the city is only going to recover if prosperity is shared by Detroit workers getting jobs in the city.
We've got to stay focused on it because, again, we've got to increase property tax revenues. We've got to increase income tax revenues into the city. We've got to grow the city. We've got to address the crime. And when people are working, the crime is going to be reduced. And so it's all connected.
Jobs are scarce in the city. Of adult black men aged 25 to 59, you'll find only about 45% of them have jobs. So when a company comes to Detroit and makes a determined effort to hire people from Detroit, it matters. A company called Detroit Manufacturing Systems, which makes dashboards for Ford vehicles, has hired hundreds of Detroit residents in the last couple of years. Whole Foods made a determined effort to hire Detroit residents. And Shinola keeps hiring. Willie Holly hired on at Shinola before anybody had really even heard of the company.
Before, it used to be, I say, I work for Shinola, and they say, what? You know, Shinola, what's that? But now they're like, hey, you work for Shinola, right? You think, you know, you could, you know, give me an in, give me an, you know, try to, because there's still people out here looking for jobs.
And those people getting jobs, investing in their homes and their neighborhoods, spending money at local stores, and, yes, paying their taxes, is the only way Detroit will be a functioning city after bankruptcy. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.